And welcome back. We're looking back on the Ravens-Bengals regular season finale. The game tied at 7 at the half. And the Ravens defense continued to play well in the second half, despite the Bengals having a big edge in field position.
Third down and inches. Give it to Brian Leonard. He hit before he gets to the line of scrimmage. Second effort. I don't think he got there.
No,
great surge from the Ravens defensive line. A couple of really good bounces that have gone the Bengals' way. Huber hits a wobbler. Toby Jones running forward. Fair catch. Can't get his hands on the ball. And another Bengals bounce as it trickles inside the 15, 10, 5. And it'll be down to the 3-yard line.
Field position was a big, was real sticking point. You know, the ball's bouncing around and all that kind of stuff. Hurt us in the second quarter and the third quarter. I think that, you know, hurt us on offense a little bit. It's tough sledding from inside your own 5-yard line there against that defense.
Gradkowski off the play fake. Steps up, throwing deep. Looking for a man inside the 10, and it is knocked down by Jimmy Smith at the 5-yard line. A penalty flag is down, however.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense number 62. 15-yard penalty.
Browns kick on the way. Looks like it has enough leg, and it is good.
Got to get the field position flipped, all right? Don't let him run the football. He got this quarterback. He's a little scared. Okay, in that pocket. Okay.
Taylor in the shotgun. Bengals show blitz. Here it comes. Taylor, quick slant. Complete David Reed. He's tripped up and taken down at the Bengal 45-yard line. Taylor to throw on third and long. His pass complete inside the 30-yard line and down to the 25-yard line with the Ravens' first down is Ed Dixon. Anthony Allen in the backfield. Gets the handoff. Runs right up the middle. Has a seam. Gets inside the 20-yard line and down to the 18-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. Anthony Allen remains the deep back. Play fake. Taylor runs to the left. He has room to keep it. He does. He's at the 15, 10, far sideline, 5, and he's banged out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Taylor with a play fake. Spins to his left. Room to run. Tyrod Taylor in for the touchdown.
Good job, baby.
Gradkowski under center takes the snap. Throws complete near side to Brandon Tate. Hit at the 20 by Danelle Ellerby and ushered out of bounds right there. Three-man front for the Ravens. Here comes Danelle Ellerby up the middle on a blitz. Bengals pick it up. Gradkowski throws deep. Far sideline. Incomplete.
Is that a hand? Hunt! 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 Hunt until you get tired of hunting.
Tyrod Taylor, play fake, rolls to his left, lobs the ball, complete. David Reed, Bengals 40, down to the 35, and drags a tackler. Taylor Mays out of bounds. Tyrod Taylor spreads it out on third and 5. Wants to throw out of the shotgun. Fires far sideline, incomplete inside the 10-yard line. No penalty flag. 45-yard field goal try for Justin Tucker. He has hit 93.5% of his kicks this year. Tucker from the near side hash mark. Kick is long enough, and it is no good. Gradkowski under center. Stands up, shouts out an adjustment. Bent back under center. Drops to throw. Steps up, going deep at the numbers. He's got a man open at the 30-yard line, and he connects with him down to the 22-yard line. Ravens rush 3. Gradkowski fires over the middle, broken up. Paul Kruger got a hand on the ball and knocked it down at the 14-yard line. Comes a 38-yard try for Josh Brown. Near side hash mark. Brown's kick is up, and it is good. And with 7:16 left to play, the Bengals have regained the lead. Taylor from the shotgun. Blitz pressure coming. His pass is intercepted at the 10 and carried in for a touchdown for the Cincinnati Bengals. Carlos Dunlap may have just sealed the deal here in Cincinnati. Blitz pressure coming. Tyrod Taylor beats it with a completion across the 30, but down at the 31-yard line, shy of the first down with the reception is Deontay Thompson. After this punt, which the Ravens fake, Sam Cook starts to fake it. Instead, he's going to run it. He gets the first down, and he's out of bounds in front of the Ravens bench as he crosses the 40-yard line. That was a design fake. Cook took the snap. Pump faked it. He was looking to throw. His target wasn't open.
It didn't play out the way we wanted it, and saw Sean get held up and decided there was a lot of open space out there. So I just made a dash for it and hoping to get a first down to keep our team, give us the team another chance, and that's what happened.
So still a lot to be discovered yet today. Pass complete from Tyrod Taylor to Ed Dixon, who spun down at the 31-yard line. Snap good, hold down, kick on the way. Tucker's kick from 49 is good, and the rookie makes it a one-score game. Tucker lines the ball up on the far hash mark. He will kick it in the direction of the near sideline, the Bengals sideline. There's the kick, bounces it off the turf. Ball is caught by the Bengals at the Ravens' 45-yard line, and that's going to do it with 1:20 left to play here in Cincinnati.
The goal was twofold, to put ourselves in the best position possible going forward into the playoffs and to win the game. We obviously didn't win the game. We're disappointed with that, but we feel like we're in the best position we could have been going forward into the playoffs now, and that's really all that matters.
So the Ravens finished the regular season 10-6, 4-4 on the road, 6-2 at home, and 6-2 in the division. They win their second straight AFC North championship and head to the playoffs for the fifth straight time. When we come back, Tyrod Taylor's day as we play Q&A with Qadre Ismail.